right, so we're here for our first episode of Keynotes, which is a brand new podcast specifically centered around mental health and wellness for LSU athletics. And I'm here with a lovely co-host, and we'll talk in a second, I guess, about how we got to the name of this, but I'll let her intro herself, I'll intro myself, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, let's get this thing going. My name is Lakia Brown. I am the Director of Content Strategy here at LSU Athletics, and I'm so excited to be with
Dr. Lakeitha Poole, and I serve as Assistant Athletic Director for Sports Psychology and Counseling. And so everything in my world is mental health, and so it's so exciting that we're getting the opportunity to take our podcast in a different direction for LSU Athletics. And so I'm excited to be here with my fellow Key, because we both have Key in the core of our name. And so that's how we came with Keynotes. And so the hope is that you all will enjoy these conversations. We don't know where they're going to take us, and to some extent, but
yeah,
I'm excited for the ride.
It's going to be great. I know that.
So the goal of the show will be that obviously we'll share our perspectives, particularly as, you know, we're two women working in sport. And thinking about what this looks like from a mental health perspective, and hopefully fit really well into the other podcasts that folks listen to on LSU's podcast network. And so we have three segments that we're thinking about in mind. And so we hope that people will enjoy hearing from the Keys. So we tried to be clever in naming them. And we hope that you all will love them, and that, you know, week to week, you'll start to join in and expect them and be excited about maybe what we have in store. And so to kick us off, we want to always kind of use inspiration from, you know, folks and people that we look up to in sport, or that who have somehow shaped the significance of whatever that topic maybe will be. And so a quote I thought of for this week, especially since this is our first episode, and we've just had a lot of like big things, I think, happening on campus specifically, is a quote that came directly from one of our LSU Tiger family members, Simone Augustus. We just celebrated her at her statue unveiling 2 weeks ago now.
Yes.
And which was an amazing day, like so much fun. She's definitely like a gem of Louisiana, of Baton Rouge. So I love everything about her. And so one of the things that she said during her her speech, when she was sort of accepting that honor inside before coming out and they actually unveiled the statue, was just celebrating the moment and being in the moment. And I know sometimes people always think of mental health itself as being kind of like sad and kind of dreary, and just something that maybe is not necessarily that you celebrate, but instead that you kind of like have to work through, and that it's really tough. But what I loved from her that day was she was talking specifically about being in the moment and recognizing the significance of our presence and our like personhood being important. And so she talked particularly because the day of the statue unveiling was the day before MLK Day.
Yes.
And she told a story leading up to the quote just about how many people she'd engaged with, from, you know, obviously coaches and teammates, but also to staff members and even our like facility staff and those folks. And so the quote itself was just saying that there were people there fighting for her to have that moment, and that she never takes it for granted. And so what I thought was important is the end of that quote, where she just said, "And I'm here and I'm standing here because of people that look just like me and what that means to them." And I kind of thought about that for us, like in some ways, like doing this and trying to take this on, and hopefully something that will speak to maybe an area that we haven't tapped into yet with podcasts. And so my hope is, you know, we'll be like Simone a little bit and get to, you know, fight for folks that maybe in some way wouldn't necessarily want to think about this topic within sport. And this moment feels kind of significant because we'll be the first podcast that's led by two ladies. So that's kind of fun, too.
This is true. And it's not a coincidence that yesterday was National Girls and Women in Sports Day, which is a day all about celebrating women in sports, whether they're playing, coaching, supporting. Regardless, women have a place in sports. And just seeing Simone, like, feel all of the love. You would literally think all of Baton Rouge was here in such a small space, but celebrating something so monumental and so exciting for women, for Black women, for this city and for this state. It truly was remarkable. So being able to have experienced that, and now we're here, we've been talking about this podcast for a little while now, and this is really exciting, and hopefully we'll have some really great stories to tell and share, some really cool guests in and around the athletics department. So this is exciting. And it's Black History Month.
And it's like History Month. It's a lot of things. So my hope is that it will be all the things we imagine, and that as we sort of embark on the journey, the things we haven't even thought of yet, that, you know, we will be able to include, and hopefully people will listen and give us feedback and let us know maybe who you want us to bring on to talk about this important topic. And like I said, we're just in our Simone kind of bag today.
Honestly, in our Simone bag. I love that.
So that was our key quotes moment. And again, we will try to always bring in some sort of thought to guide our conversation and discussion, maybe based more on what we're talking about that day. But I thought it was kind of significant, her being the first female athlete to get a statue, us being the first women to be able to kind of lead a podcast together on the network. It's pretty cool.
It's exciting.
That's key quotes. So next up would be keynotes, which is kind of the main section of the podcast. Obviously, we plan to talk about a bunch of different things. Today, maybe just generally talking about mental health and wellness and giving you all some quick nuggets on what that might look like. And, you know, even in day-to-day, our roles and work and how we pull that into us as people. So we're going to talk about a little bit of everything. So any thoughts first from you, my fellow Key, about mental health, wellness? What's your sort of go-to thoughts about that anyway?
So one, I'm also really excited for this opportunity because I'm very honored to learn from you more about your expertise in and around mental health. All I know is my personal experience and just, you know, dealing with things as they come, growing pains of, you know, now being in my mid-20s, having moved around a lot, you know, being pretty far away from my family. So I'm excited for this opportunity to learn from you and learn with you. But all in all, I think the most important thing about this podcast is that mental health and wellness really touches everything that happens in athletics. So, you know, being mentally strong with balancing academics and athletics and busy schedules. On the flip side, as staff members, having the mental strength of balancing a lot of things, but also supporting student athletes and trying to make sure, you know, they're seen and they are, more than anything, they are not just athletes, but they are people. And just knowing that people have emotions, sometimes they have bad days. So just really bringing that human element into, you know, academics, personhood, all of those things. So I'm really just excited to learn from you. And this topic is so important. And it's not just a one day conversation. It's, you know, going to evolve, and we'll be able to bring on more people to talk about like their individual stories. And I'm just really looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure I'm going to learn from you as well. So I know you keep saying that. And I think for all the reasons you already said, so I won't even repeat it, but just the idea of being able to know that we are layered people. So we obviously know that in working with athletes, whether that's in, you know, sort of their image and the branding and the social media part, or and from my perspective on their performance and their mental health and their well-being, all those pieces bring together the wholeness of any person. And so getting to do this specifically to cater to the world of athletics is going to be pretty cool. So I'm going to learn from you too. So it's going to be great.
Yes.
I'm excited about it. So I guess since we plan to be here for a while, so we're going to, you know, have plenty of topics and time. One of the things that I hope that in this section of keynotes we'll think through is just always layering whatever we're talking about with mental health. And so I think maybe for today, our first episode, just quick nuggets related to the fact that, you know, a lot of times mental health can be a really difficult subject for some people to talk about. Sometimes just because of a lack of like knowledge and awareness, not because they're always afraid, but there is a lot of stigma. And so the hope will be that in even helping people better define what mental health is, they can recognize how to utilize it as a tool to better their lives, better their workplace environment, and just be happier. So for me, like just a thought or a note for everyone is the idea of like distinguishing, you know, mental health from like mental illness and sort of where that can take us. And we have some ideas already for when we get to certain months to celebrate and think about that. But a lot of times people use mental health and mental illness interchangeably, like the terms. And so I think that is what actually gets a lot of people afraid, or they're really uncertain of how mental health affects them, because mental illness is sort of the extreme in a negative way of where your mental health can kind of go. And so whenever I'm working with athletes, I actually show them a visual of the sort of continuum of mental health, just like physical health. When our athletes have an injury or they just wake up not feeling well. We live in South Louisiana. I'm a pervasive sinus sufferer. I wake up feeling not well most mornings because we don't know what the weather's going to be. That's a continuum of my physical health. And so your mental health's the same way. And so the hope will be that people start to see that you can wake up and feel anywhere on that mental health continuum. And that doesn't mean that all hope is lost. But instead, hopefully it spurs people into action or helps create a better awareness of like the difference between when you're feeling great versus when you're feeling not great. And again, athletes go through this all the time. And then even, you know, folks working in athletics and in their professional careers, there are days we don't wake up, I'm sure, feeling like 100%. But that doesn't also mean I'm at like a 2%. It's just sort of being aware so I can know what to do with that and make a huge change. So my hope is that just people start to think of how significant mental health and wellness is in their everyday life, but also not be afraid of it. So those are kind of my like initial thoughts and notes, just as we get into some deeper conversations in future episodes, just to know like mental health isn't anything to be afraid of. It can be fun. We use it every day. I use it more probably than most people every day, but I'm excited to be able to figure out how to integrate that into other topics. So
absolutely. Absolutely. And I am not a mental health professional, but again, all I know is my personal mental health journey, and that's exactly what it is. It is a journey. Some days are up, some days are down. At the end of the day, I think being aware of how you feel is probably the most important. So that way you're not lashing out on someone that, you know, has no idea what's going on with you. But for me, I try to be very mindful of how I'm feeling, and if I'm feeling overwhelmed or if I'm feeling like I just need to take a breather, I will literally just go outside and take a walk, you know, calm my nerves, do whatever I need to do, because life goes on. A lot of things happen in a day. Things change all the time. And it's the same thing with student athletes. Sometimes they just may not have the luxury of, you know, being able to walk away from a situation and take a step back. So all of these skills that hopefully we can, you know, touch on later in further episodes are not just important for student athletes, but they're important for people in general. And honestly, I just can't even express how important that awareness piece is, because that is something that I try my best to keep up with. Like I really try to be in touch with myself, because whenever I'm having a moment, I don't want to make that someone else's problem. And mental health in general, mental wellness, all of it is such an interesting continuum. And the stories that we'll hear, the people, the coaches, the student athletes we'll get to talk to, all of them have a different story. And I'm really hoping that if you're listening to this, if you are just learning what Keynotes is, you will take an interest in knowing that everyone has a different mental health journey. And just because athletes are more present on social media or a little more active in the community, they are still people. They're still human beings that have feelings. They have bad days. You can't always control what goes on in a game, a meet, or a match. But mental health is super important, and we hope that through this podcast, you can learn a little bit more with us.
You'll be a part of our keynotes, all of our
keynotes
and what we think about it. So, of course, that's a play on words too, right? Like it's keynotes because both of us have key in the core of our names, but also kind of when you think about like keynote speakers, which is why we're going to bring on some really cool guests and kind of get their thoughts on how mental health plays a part in their journeys. And I'm super excited about that. So be looking out for some really cool keynotes.
Yes.
And I guess our last section, just the intro, everyone, to kind of how the show will go. This might end up being my favorite part. I don't know yet. I feel like it will be because we're going to have fun kind of getting to think about who and what to feature in this sort of segment. But our very last segment, and then it took us a while to come up with a name.
A very long time.
Because we wanted to keep key in the core of everything, because that's the core of who each of us are. But we figure, you know, always before closing out, we want to find a way to sort of like dote on those folks that are doing great things in the world of sport, in the world of mental health, just celebrating anyone who is really sort of thoughtful and kind of intentional about wellness being a part of their world. And so we named this section Keynotes. And so... and it just is it's us doting on, you know, people. And so we kind of brought it up at the beginning, just in the intro, just because of the significance of the day and when we chose to kind of kick off this with the podcast. But I mean, it's kind of February 1st, it's two big like days, like national days to celebrate, like National Girls and Women in Sports Day. And I feel like, why not dote on ourselves a little bit by like, we're doing this, you know, so we fall into that category of being women who work in sport and who really are intentional, I think, about trying to make sure that we are pulling other seats up to the table for other women. And so I have so many, you know, great colleagues and friends who also work in sport, some of which I've met because of working in sport, and some that are similar to me, and we'll get into our own journeys throughout this, but who didn't start out in sport and ended up in this place and have found a home here. And so I definitely want to just, you know, dote on them as women who are doing really tough work while also doing it gracefully, doing it professionally. That includes you. And so just being able to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day yesterday. And then, I mean, in my opinion, I think we should just do it all month long, but you know, that was pretty cool. And so just, again, doting on other women in sport. And so any women who are listening to this, athletes, coaches, staff, administrators, we're doting on you and celebrating you today for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nothing more to add. That was fantastic.
And then our other dote, it kind of fits in with that too, but also from a national and cultural perspective, yesterday also kicked off Black History Month. And so thinking about just the contributions in the world of sport to so many African-Americans or Black athletes or professionals or staff or administrators, same thing, being able to recognize that, you know, Black history is a part of American history.
Absolutely.
Being able to have a way to celebrate that, obviously knowing that, yes, it's a full month, but to also recognize that too should be something constantly celebrated. And so, again, doting on ourselves a little bit, we fall into that category, which is pretty cool, but also recognizing that there's so many people who we know both here at LSU and probably across the country and the world doing great work in sport. And who are, again, kind of going back to Simone's quote earlier, like being able to represent that the folks that are coming behind them are appreciative of everything that they've done. And then being able to think about what does it mean for those looking at folks like us or other people around this department in celebrating Black History Month as well. So, I mean, we got some kind of big dotes. I mean, that's pretty huge.
You know, those are some pretty big dotes. I will say, I can think of three Black athletes that just recently made history. First off, Angel Reese.
Yes.
You know her name. Yes. So nothing more to explain. But 21 games at LSU, 21 straight double-doubles, undefeated. Amazing. Michaela Rose, distance runner on the track team, has an incredible 800-meter time. Under 2 minutes and 2 seconds right now, it is the sixth fastest time. I'm going to leave it right there. I don't want to say in the world and be wrong, but that is definitely monumental. Right. It is monumental and one of the fastest 800-meter times in 2023 so far. And then KJ Williams, men's basketball, over 2,000 points, over 1,000 rebounds. And there are not many of those currently in D1 basketball right now. So those are three very specific individuals that are continuing to make history, and we are so proud, glad they're here at LSU, and excited to see what they continue to do in the future.
Yes, we're so proud of you and so excited for you. And it is our pleasure to dote on you today through dote. just to celebrate you. So we will definitely have many more shout outs, many more folks to dote on. We know how phenomenal our athletes are, but we also have phenomenal staff. And so we hope to also highlight some of them and dote on them a little bit as well in this segment. So we hope that in this first kind of quick episode that you now know a little bit more about us, know what to expect from Keynotes. We know it's only going to get better and better. And so we hope that you'll tune in every week to be able to hear a little bit more of our quotes, our notes, our dotes, and just learn a little bit about mental health in a way that can be useful to you. So we're so happy that you've tuned in. We hope that you will, you know, keep this saved on your phone, your iPad, wherever you listen to podcasts, and that you'll check us out each and every week. And like I said, it is my pleasure to be doing this with Lakia. And so I'm so excited to be able to make this something really cool.
Absolutely. And it is my pleasure to be here with Dr. Lakeitha Poole. And this has been Keynote.
Thanks for listening.